This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. On Monday, the moon will completely eclipse the sun, and people all over the U.S. will watch. This will be the first coast-to-coast solar eclipse in 99 years. The last time people in parts of the contiguous U.S. saw a total eclipse was in 1979. And after this word from our media partner, we'll hear from University of New Mexico physics and astronomy professor Ylva Filstrom with her thoughts on Monday's big event.
As a police officer, I've seen it all. But some days, it feels like I'm stuck on repeat. Another day, another drunk driver. Sometimes the same guy, again and again and again. Until something changes, I'll be out here. Doing my job, getting them off the roads. If they won't stop, I won't stop. Because it's my job to help NDWI.
This message brought to you by NMDOT.
Dr. Ylva Filstrom is an associate professor at the University of New Mexico's Physics and Astronomy Department. She explains what happens during a solar eclipse.
So a solar eclipse is an alignment, in principle, in our line of sight towards the sun, where you have the moon passing in front of the sun. So it's blocking parts or the full part of the sun. And what happens then is, depending on where you are, if you happen to be perfectly sitting in the shadow of the moon, then it will be dark because the complete surface of the sun will be covered from you. If you're a little bit away from this alignment, you will see a partial coverage of it.
Filstrom says a total eclipse isn't a complete rarity, saying they occur somewhere on planet Earth every 18 months or so.
But we have a lot of water across the globe, and so many of those eclipses are only visible at the water, or it's just a small part that's visible somewhere at a different part of the Earth. So that it would happen right at a place where you would live, it's pretty rare. That is, I think the average number is 400 years or so between a total eclipse at a given place at the Earth.
Another interesting fact about Monday's eclipse, says Filstrom, is that it will cross the entire continental U.S.
From that western part across to the eastern part, and it's a relatively narrow band. It's about 60 or 70 miles across where you have that full coverage. But it's pretty unique in that it covers such a large region, such a large band across the U.S., and that's why it's been called the Great American Eclipse.
Filstrom says in Albuquerque, for instance, you'll be able to see a partial eclipse. She says unless you are safely viewing the eclipse, you won't notice it. For instance, it won't be getting darker here in New Mexico. And how do you safely view the eclipse? Filstrom stresses a regular pair of sunglasses won't provide any protection for your eyes during the eclipse. Ylva Filstrom of the University of New Mexico. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.